have been an effective leader throughout my career, serving in government for the majority of my career, and believe I can contribute positively with all consumers in mind to the FCC's agenda.
FCC nominee Ana Gomez has her day before the Senate Commerce Committee. We'll have her opening statement. Also, the FCC has finally made the big announcement prospective community broadcasters have been waiting for. These items coming up.
REC, FCC Today.
This is FCC Today, the podcast for Thursday, June 22, 2023. The Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Technology held a hearing today in consideration of President Biden's nomination of Ana Gomez to be a commissioner on the Federal Communications Commission. Here was her opening statement from this morning's meeting.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Cantwell, Ranking Member Cruz, and members of the committee. And I'd also like to thank very much Senator Lujan for your kind words. I appreciate your support. It is a tremendous honor to be nominated, and I would like to thank President Biden for this opportunity. I would also like to thank my life partner, Kirk Berge, who is here with me, for his unflagging support. I am so very grateful for the day I met him. I have been working in telecommunications for close to 30 years, more than half of that time spent serving in government in various capacities at the FCC, the NTIA, the Department of State, and briefly, this very committee. After working briefly at a law firm, when the opportunity arose to serve as an attorney advisor at the FCC, I jumped at the chance. Little did I know that three decades of experience that followed would lead me here, speaking before you as a nominee. I have been an effective leader throughout my career, serving in government for the majority of my career, and believe I can contribute positively with all consumers in mind to the FCC's agenda. And serving in the private sector, including most recently at a law firm, has helped me to understand the importance of vibrant competition and enabling innovation for all parties. I believe the FCC should work to meet the demands of the people it serves. That means connecting everyone, everywhere, to affordable, reliable, broadband internet access. While Congress has given the FCC many important tools to close the digital divide, there is still much work to be done to ensure that every person in every community, regardless of geography or income, has access to high-speed broadband. I have experienced the fear of not being able to afford a telephone bill. I know what it means to risk the loss of connection. Ensuring that everyone in rural, tribal, suburban, and urban communities can get and stay connected is critical to next century success for us all. We must be vigilant as well about protecting consumers, from spam calls and scam texts to ensuring that the internet is open and that we can go where we want online without limits. Consumers' interests must lead our policymaking. And as a Latina American, I hope to have the opportunity to bring my perspective to the Commission on ways to address the needs of all communities, including the Latino community. If confirmed, it would be an honor to serve in this role. If confirmed, I pledge to listen and to work with this committee and with Congress. And if confirmed, I pledge to be guided by the law, stakeholders, and above all, the American people. Thank you.
Overall, Gomez did very well, in my opinion, during the proceeding. And even Ted Cruz did not amp up as much as he did when Gigi Sohn was being considered. Also being considered in today's hearing were the renominations of Republican Brendan Carr and Democrat Jeffrey Starks for a second term on the FCC. Ted Cruz did sink a bit harder into Starks, though, such as during this question regarding the current FCC rulemaking proceeding on digital discrimination.
So, but if I understand your answer correctly, you're saying no, you don't have to prove motive or intent, that just disparate impact, just a statistical analysis can result in millions of dollars being extracted from broadband providers. Those millions of dollars, by the way, will be paid for by every consumer. The cost of your broadband will go up as the New York Attorney General brings lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And none of that requires any demonstration of motive or intent. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying, Senator, is that the actual issue that you're asking me about, the question of disparate impact versus an intent-based standard, is something we are considering right now as a matter of policy in effectuating the law, the digital discrimination.
But you're declining to answer my question. Mr. Carr answered it. You're declining to answer. You're not saying whether intent is required or not. You're just saying we're thinking about it, but you're not giving me an answer.
We are.
It's okay. I'm just being clear you're not giving me an answer.
I understand. We are thinking about this, and the question of enforcement capacity is one of the things that also is before us. And so,
okay, so Mr. Starks has declined to answer.
Also up for consideration was the nomination of Farah Damlin for FCC Inspector General. We have the full uncut committee hearing available on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel. Just a reminder, if you're listening to this on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel, please remember to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification dinger to be reminded of future content. Thanks again for your support. While today's hearing was taking place, we received the announcement that the FCC has confirmed the dates for the long-awaited and long-speculated filing window for new low-power FM broadcast stations. In today's short public notice, the FCC announced that the filing window will open at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, November 1st, and run through 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. The FCC's announcement comes as the Media Bureau attorneys finish up the last of the objections filed in the aftermath of the 2021 non-commercial educational FM filing window, and during a time when the FCC lacks authority to conduct any auctions for commercial broadcast stations. Like full-service NCE stations, LPFM stations are licensed only to nonprofit educational organizations and institutions, as well as to government public safety agencies and tribal entities. LPFM stations cannot be licensed to individuals, partnerships, for-profit corporations, or LLCs. The organization must already be incorporated within any state as of the date of the filing, and an IRS 501c3 status is not required. Educational organizations and institutions can only file one application during the window. Government and tribal entities can file more than one application pursuant to the rules. Existing LPFM licensees can also use the filing window for major change applications, such as a move of more than 7 miles, or for channel changes not considered as a minor change where a reduced interference study cannot be made. After the close of the window, LPFM applications with no conflicts will be accepted for filing as singletons, and as long as the applications look technically good, they will be granted after a 30-day period, barring any informal objections or petitions to deny. Applications with conflicts, including major changes of existing licensees, will be divided into groups of mutually exclusive applications with common conflicts. Applicants will have the opportunity to make technical changes to resolve the mutual exclusivity. Those who cannot resolve through technical amendment will be subject to a point system, which takes into consideration established community presence, ownership diversity, and pledges to maintain a main studio and to provide local programming. The most qualified applicant will be considered the winner of the group. Equally qualified applicants may be subject to time sharing. REC Networks is offering full services for prospective LPFM applicants. To start the process, visit lpfm.app or use the link at recnet.com. Read up and get full details about the LPFM service. Check your potential location for availability and feasibility, and fill out a show of interest form to have REC handle the application for you. REC is the leading regulatory advocacy for the LPFM service, with experience since before the LPFM service was established in the year 2000. We look forward to many new stations coming on the air. Okay, a few housekeeping items from REC Networks here. Yesterday we did announce that we are going to be switching to a 2-podcast-a-week schedule. That would be Tuesdays and Thursdays is when we're going to work towards getting these podcasts out, and we're going to try to get them released earlier in the day. Despite today's announcement regarding the LPFM window, that schedule is not changing. We're still going to go that way. If anything, that's going to help us in the resource issue that we're currently facing right now when it comes to doing the podcast and turning around and doing everything else. So again, go to lpfm.app. That is where we want you to go to start the process, go through the intake process, and get to us. And if you are considering to go that way, feel free to do that. REC has an advanced payment process where you can pay up front, and it will actually give you a little less restricted view into what's available in your area. And you can search around in other locations and such. So, you know, check that out. Also, to some of the other projects that we've been working on, such as the Radio History Project, are on temporary hold for this period of time while we get everything in order. We're in the process right now of getting all of our systems ready for the next LPFM window. We will be running a new availability report, which is a map that shows just a graphic availability of LPFM, and then you can navigate around and out. We're going to start that process here starting this weekend. And that process may take a while for us to get going. That in the past, those reports have taken almost up to 3 weeks to go through. So we got to get going on that, get that all coded, ready to go, and get it on its way. So that's pretty much what's happening at REC Networks at this time. I'm asking for no direct phone calls in regards to the LPFM window. That doesn't help the process. That actually slows things down. Right now, the intake process through lpfm.app is the best way to do it. That way we know that you're already pre-qualified and we've got the information that we need. The way this is going to work is that you will have if you decide you want to go with REC, you can make an advance payment up front. The advance payment is $300, and that's going to go towards the overall costs. The overall cost for REC, it's going to start at $1,000, and then it's going to work its way up based on what's going to be needed. For example, if you need a second adjacent channel waiver, that's going to be an extra $100. The rates are disclosed. They are on lpfm.app. There's a link at the bottom of the page that will take you to the rate card. We have a special rate card that's in effect just for the LPFM window, just like we had one for the NCE window. This is the way we're doing things. We did show of interest during the NCE window. It worked out great, and we think it's going to work out great in the LPFM window. We do have a conflict of interest policy where once somebody pays, they are locked in, and they are going to be our exclusive customer within 14 miles or 24 kilometers of the original search location. So that way, we're not handling more than one applicant. Now, of course, we could make arrangements for more than one applicant. For example, if you've got another group that you want to timeshare with and you both want to apply for stations, you know, we'll work with that. And also, if applicants want to mutually agree to have to work with us and have different channels, if we're able to get you two different channels, and we'll be able to do that. Just keep in mind that if we do that and there is an issue with mutual exclusivity, it makes the choices harder for the applicants to move around. So those are the things you got to consider. Also, make sure you check your locations, and you know, the location that you put into the show of interest tool is not necessarily the location you're committed to. It's just a location in the general area. Just make sure that we're just going to have to make sure that whatever location that you do eventually file at, you have assurance to file there. You also want to make sure of a few things. Number one, you want to make sure that your organization is incorporated and that your incorporation is up to date. This is a big problem that we had back in 2013 is organizations may have formed, but they didn't file their annual reports and they lapsed. And if you are lapsed as of the day of filing, that could be fatal to your application. So, you know, these are some things that you've got to take into consideration. We're going to have more as we go forward with this. But for right now, Intake is at lpfm.app. If you have any quick questions that are not answered on lpfm.app, please send an email to lpfm@recnet.com. Again, we're asking for no phone calls at this time. Please, let's use the email. That's the best way to communicate with us here. lpfm.app first, and then lpfm@recnet.com if you can't find your answer there. Or you can always go to recnet.com and check out the frequently asked questions. There's a lot of information on the REC website about LPFM. Again, thank you, and we look forward to working with you in the LPFM window.
FCC Today.
FCC Today, the podcast, has been a production of REC Networks, always on at recnet.com. If you are watching on YouTube, please like the video, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification dinger to be informed of new episodes. Keep up to the minute with events around the Media Bureau at fcc.today. If you need assistance with an FM broadcast facility, existing LPFM, full service, or translator, call 202-621-2355. For new LPFM applications, visit lpfm.app. I'm Michelle Bradley, KU3N SBE Certified Broadcast Technologist. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Tuesday.
REC.